DZUP Special Features.
Our next speaker is a senior lecturer at the Department of Broadcast Communication of the College of Mass Communication, University of the Philippines, Diliman, where he teaches broadcast ethics, communication and media ethics and laws on communication and media. He graduated with a BA in Broadcast Communication cum laude, degree from UP Diliman, and a Juris Doctor from the UP College of Law. He worked for the Manila Broadcast Company, the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, and the House of Representatives. To talk about multimedia ethics, please welcome Attorney Roland Antonio Oguia Jr.
Thank you, Mama. Okay, good morning. Okay, so I'm sure right now, medyo after two talks, nararamdaman nyo na siguro yung tanghalian nyo. Sorry, hindi ko kayo papakainin, pero isipin nyo na lang na 6 na 10 minutes lang tong talk ko, okay? So, saglit na lang yon. Okay, so, na-introduce na ako. Okay, ako si Roland. Roland na lang. At I'm here to talk about multimedia ethics. Okay? By the way, I'm glad pala kasi I was observing the audience earlier. And I noticed na most of you are taking notes with your pen and paper. That's refreshing to see. Kasi during my SEMS here in CMC, hindi ko na nakikita yung mga mukha ng students ko. Puro mga brand na lang ng laptops nila yung nakikita ko. So I'm glad that you're able to... Nagpaparinig daw. I'm glad you're able to still write. And that's good. Pero now we're going to talk about multimedia ethics. So ayan yung title, oh. Diba? And as I begin, okay, I'm just going to make it clear that we're going to limit my talk to these two terms, okay? And I also want to make clear that I don't expect all of you to learn anything new from me. You'll find out why later, okay? Oh, thank you. And even if I don't expect that you will learn anything new from me, I hope you can listen to what I have to say, okay? Okay, so start tayo. First, de-define natin yung multimedia because if there are any students of mine here, you'll know that at the beginning of the semester, I always define the basic terms that we're going to use throughout the whole SEM. Pero now, I only have 1 hour, so we're going to rush, okay? So multimedia, it basically just means using more than one form of mass media in communication. Okay, so now apparently, even if I say multimedia ethics, yung topic ko, I think more or less it's a misnomer na because we're living in a by the way, may nakaiwan ng reading glasses. Ay, ma'am. It's a misnomer because now, hindi na natin ma-isolate yung one form of mass media from another. Gaya po ni Ma'am Cindy, meron din akong pre-internet life, and I think it's my generation that was able to witness the very fast evolution of technology. Kasi kami yung halong naglalaro sa labas, halong naglalaro sa pioneering computer shops, okay? Although yung games namin noon online, wala pa yung mga murahan tsaka asaran na experience siguro nyo, okay? So multimedia is that. Marami na. Like, for example, kahit Philippine College Radio Congress yung title nitong event natin, we as media mass media practitioners don't expect na limited lang tayo sa college radio, especially eventually as we ponder our futures, okay? Kasi ika nga nung mga expert ngayon, pag vlogger ka na, journalist ka na din, opinion editor ka na rin, columnist ka na rin, may-ari ka na ng newspaper, okay? Pag kunwari, pag may vlog ka, ano ka na, lifestyle editor, okay, product endorser. Pag may OLX account ka or eBay, you're already an entrepreneur. Okay? And lahat to dahil, lahat ng possibilities na to possible dahil sa multimedia and sa evolution ng technology. And now we go to ethics. Okay? So what do you mean by ethics? I'm sure by this point in time, all of you know what this means. So for purposes of our discussion today, I'm just going to limit it to saying the basis of what's good and bad and what is considered right and wrong. Ganun lang kasimple. And then you put them together, you have multimedia ethics. All right, yay, tapos na. Hindi, joke lang. Di pa. Okay. So next question that we have to ask, ano yung basis natin for ethics? Okay? How do you know what's right from wrong? Kasi dapat may basihan yan eh. And at this point, para masigurado ko lang nagising pa kayong lahat, tatanungin ko naman kayo. Diba? So ano yung basis nyo for what's right and wrong? Or what's good and bad? Anyone? Hindi, huwag kayong mag-alala. Kasi mamaya open forum eh. Kayo magtatanong sa akin. So to make it fair, I'm going to ask you as well this early. Pero obviously, wala namang magtataas ng kamay dito tsaka sasagot. So sasabihin ko na lang, di ba, you know what's right from what's right and wrong or what's good and bad from your families? Yes, may isang sumagot. Okay, so may isang may family dito, all right. Sa schools, okay, I'm feeling a pulse, okay? Sa laws, all right? Di ba? Sa church, sa friends. All right, I can feel a pulse and I can feel that pulse is weakening due to hunger, di ba? But don't worry. Okay, so basis. Okay, so tama lahat ng mga sinabi niyo, all right? But for multimedia ethics, okay? And maybe sa for what you do in your respective colleges and universities with respect to radio, maybe yung basis nyo is number one, university or school rules and regulations. Number two, maybe the professional code of conduct of your respective stations, or maybe you were able to like gather them from the KBP broadcast code or and other resources that you were able to use. Pero pag multimedia ethics kasi walang ganun eh. Pag sa Facebook, sinasabi doon kung ano yung dapat yung iasal. Pag sa Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Ano pa ba mga ginagamit nyo ngayon? Pinterest. Ano pa? Tumblr, okay. At saka may mga bago ba? May mga hindi ba ako nakauso na mga Vine, yan. Okay? So ano yung basis natin? And I propose to you three sources, okay, of what we can use when we talk about multimedia ethics. And the first one that I'm going to talk about, okay, so basically basis for multimedia ethics, what can we use as our basis for multimedia ethics? The first one that I'm going to talk about is the law, of course. Law as baseline. Take note, the title is law as baseline. And as a lawyer, this is the least that I can do, the least that I can impart to you. Okay, so why do I say law as a baseline? Because obviously, no one can legislate morality. Okay? Hindi natin pwedeng isabatas kung ano yung moral, kung ano yung ethical, kung ano yung tama o mali. Right? Because we live in a democracy, we live in a republic, we live in a society where there are a lot of not conflicting, but there are a varied set of beliefs among a number of people throughout the nation. So culturally, religiously, politically, okay, academically, so on and so forth, marami tayong iba't ibang karanasan tsaka opinion. And that's why we use law as a baseline, because at the very least, ito yung sinasabi ng state kung ano yung hindi natin dapat gawin totally. Otherwise, there will be repercussions or punishment. So we can say that if you look at a particular country's or a particular society set of laws, you can consider their laws as a sort of a moral floor, okay, as opposed to a moral ceiling. Kung ano yung kinoconsider nila as a nation, unanimously, as what should not be done with respect to the rights of others. So ano to? Bawal kang mangidnap, okay? Bawal kang pumatay, alright? Bawal kang mag-deny anyone of legal counts. Okay, sige, tama na. Multimedia ethics tayo, alright? And last baseline, okay, so when it comes to multimedia ethics, the first thing that comes to mind is syempre Facebook or other forms of social media. Correct? And all of you are familiar with it. Of course. Isipin ko na lang nasisilaw ako kaya hindi ko nakikita yung enthusiastic reactions niya sa mga sinasabi ko. Ayan. Sorry, nasisilaw ako, hindi ko nakikita yung mga ngiti niyo tsaka mga ano. Right. So, having said that, I'm going to give you three laws that deal, okay? That are not deal directly, but related to the exercise of free speech. And you can see here that I didn't paste the whole provisions of the laws because, syempre, bibigyan ko kayo ng opportunity to look for them yourselves and maybe to digest them. Because if I just delve on these three laws, kukulangin tayo ng at least 2 hours, okay? To tell you all about them. But for purposes of this part of my talk, let's go through them one by one. So first, yung pinaka-leftmost RPC, that means the Revised Penal Code. It contains a chunk of the criminal laws of the land kasi syempre nasa Republic Acts yung ibang criminal acts. So what's significant about Articles 353 and 355? Well, they are the provisions on libel. Okay? And as mass media practitioners at this day and age, you're familiar with all the scandals, okay, or all the threats related to libel. And by a show of hands, how many of you are familiar with the definition of libel? Familiar, okay. So basically, and this is very basic, okay, don't write it down and recite it over and over again as if you have the perfect understanding of what libel means. Pero sinasabi ko lang para at least may idea kayo kung ano yung pwede nyong i-consider as libelous. So definitely, huwag kayo magpo-post ng ganito sa social media or don't say anything during your broadcasts. Kasi yung pinaka-basic sa libel is that either it's public. Okay? So how do you make that public? It's through writing, through broadcasting it, okay? Through a channel. So what do I mean by channel? So it can either be through print, okay? Through broadcast, through cinematic productions, okay? So on and so forth. Of course, kasama na din yung social media kasi covered ng law yung other means, okay? So bukod sa pagiging public, it's a malicious imputation, okay? So meaning mayroon kayong sinabi na malisyoso sa isang tao. Anong klaseng malicious imputation to? It should be related to a crime. Sinasabi nyo, criminal siya, or it's a vice, or defect, or condition, omission, status, or circumstance. So sabihin natin PWD siya, and then we ridicule that person because of the fact that PWD siya, or yung dun sa to kanina ni Ma'am Cindy because of gender. Okay? So lahat yun, covered. All right. Especially so if that person is identifiable. Okay. So that's that in a nutshell. Now RA number 10175. That's the Cybercrime Prevention Act of 2012, and I highlighted Section 4C4. Okay, and that's just basically online libel. So the same as libel, as defined in the Revised Penal Code, only that it's committed through online means. All right. So kahit sinabi natin na covered na ng Revised Penal Code provision ng libel, yung online libel, nag-legislate pa rin sila ng law on that. Why? Do you remember the history? Hindi. It's related to dun sa trio na sinabi rin ni Ma'am Cindy. I think you can just research that online, okay? Kasi mahirap nang makasuhan ng libel daw, di ba? Ganun kasi, no? Ganun kasi mga tao ngayon eh. Okay, anyway, why? It's because kaya nila ni-legislate. It's to ensure that there's a heavier penalty for online libel because of the scope daw of the damage or the dishonor, the discredit or contempt to the person who was allegedly libeled. Kasi mas malaki na daw yung sakop ng internet. As in, isang post mo lang, seconds na lang, 100 likes na siguro, 100 shares, okay, whatever. So yun yung ginawa nilang basis for that. And Republic Act number 10627, okay, that's the Anti-Bullying Act, okay?
Magandang umaga mga kasali, na pakikinggan natin ang PCRC 2017 na idinaos noong November 28 to 29, 2017. Binabalikan po natin ang lecture ni Attorney Roland Guia Jr. ng UP Department of Broadcast Communication. Handog po ang Philippine College Radio Congress 2017 ng UP Department of Broadcast Communication.
Pagyamanin ang kaalaman tungkol sa iyong kalusugan at maging handa laban sa anumang karamdaman dahil ang kalusugan mo ay mahalaga. Your Health Matters. Tuwing Martes, alas 4 hanggang alas 5 ng hapon, Health Matters. Dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Kaya kong unahing gumawa ng homework kahit gustong gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako.
Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Honest ka ba?
Miss, nahulog cellphone mo.
Manong, labis po ang sukli nyo.
Naku ma'am, bawal po ang lagay. Ito po ang ticket nyo.
Honesty is still the best policy. Eh ikaw, tapat ka ba?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
DZUP Special Features.
So just sit tight. Okay, hindi ito lahat, hindi ito yung buong i-discuss natin. It's not just about the loss. Okay, so what does Section 2 mean? Naka-enumerate lang dun sa RA number 10627 what is considered acts of bullying. Okay? So ano yung definition nun? It shall refer to any severe or repeated use by one or more students. So take note, students, okay? Of a written, verbal, or electronic expression or a physical act or gesture or any combination thereof directed at another student, placing the latter in reasonable fear of physical or emotional harm or damage to his property, to self, okay, so on and so forth. So hindi ko natatanong kung sino nabully dito, except for the fact na meron actually law na pwede nyong gamitin para bawian yung mga nambully sa inyo, ano? Ha? Tsaka yung school din, kapag hindi sila nag-institute ng proper mechanisms to address bullying, pwede nyo rin silang sabihan na alam nyo yung rights nyo under RA number 10627. So why do I discuss these three laws? It's to give you an idea of what is already out there when it comes to certain maybe expressions, certain opinions that you will make either online or through broadcast or through print. So ibig sabihin, and this is related to what I've established earlier of being law as a baseline, kung bawal ito sa batas, edi nakikita natin na kahit hindi eksakto yung act na ginawa natin to constitute a crime, okay, the context is that any other act related to what is behind the legislation of these laws or what is the spirit of the law is to protect, or not just to protect, but to also respect, okay, the rights of others to enjoy their good reputation, to enjoy their goodwill, okay. And to make sure na hindi sila nababastos publicly sa mata ng ibang tao. Kasi I think this was discussed in the earlier talks, I think in day one na on ethics din na parang related sa scope nga ng media, parang media shapes people's lives or media shapes people's opinions. And if you as a media practitioner recklessly exercises your right to free speech to the detriment of another person, undeservedly so, then imagine niyo na lang yung effect ng public na yun dun sa particular person, okay? And take note na hindi na, na legislation of these acts do not mean that the state is curtailing our right to free speech. It's not. Pero kasi kailangan ding i-balance yung rights ng ibang tao kasi meron din silang right to, they have a right to life, to liberty and property, which includes the right to a good reputation then, okay? So clear? So just to give you an idea then, because I think this is something that is prevalent today in society, especially online. It's yung concept ng cyberbullying. Okay, you're familiar with that? Okay, if you ask me if there's a law on cyberbullying, well, there's none right now. But there's an act in Congress now in the House of Representatives. It's called House Bill Number 827 or the Anti-Cyberbullying Act of 2015. Sections 2 and 3 of that, by the way, you can download the whole law in the website of the House of Representatives. Okay? So kung gusto nyo mag-research, andyan yan lahat para sa inyo. And what's the definition under this proposed measure? It's acts of cruelty committed using the internet or any form of electronic media or technology. And take note of the definition, that has the effect of stripping one's dignity or causing reasonable fear of physical or emotional harm, such as but not limited to the following. And there's a list that follows. But take note, dignity, okay? Pagyurak sa dignity ng kapwa. And you can see there, you can take your cue there from the definitions of the violations under these laws on how you should act in a multimedia kind of way. So, but I think it's still applicable not just in multimedia, like in social media pala rather, but in all other forms of mass media and of course basically your lives as well, okay, your own lives as well. Kasi I think and. Kasi I consider everything that we've learned sa ethics, sa family, okay? I don't think they should be isolated from one context or another. Mamaya, I'm just going to expound on that. Bigyan ko lang kayo ng konting intro, okay? So, if you have questions, antayin na lang natin mamaya sa open forum. But I'm going to welcome them when it comes to these laws. Okay, so baka itanong niyo pala, sir, paano namin ma-ensure na ano, na mapasa yung HB number 827 tapos maging parehong laws na sila nitong mga to para meron kaming ma-assert na rights. Well, you'll just have to write your representatives in Congress to take this up for deliberations, okay? Because as a voter, or if not, as potential voters, they're going to listen to you anyway. Because I think, especially in this climate and situation, we're going to need this particular law. Okay? So having said that, we're done with number one. So we can use law as a baseline, as one of our guides. Okay? For figuring out what multimedia ethics is composed of. So the second one is the unwritten guidelines. Okay? So this is the least that you can do naman. Because as a lawyer, I think it's my responsibility to keep you up to speed with the laws. Okay? Just to give you an idea. Now, the unwritten guidelines, this is something that only you can answer. And this is something that I touched upon earlier then when I was asking you guys how you were. Diba? Yeah, okay pa ba kayo? Kasi I think baka may iba sa inyo. Hindi ko kasi alam sa lighting kung may namumutla na eh. Kaya, diba? Kaya assume ko na lang you're still rosy healthy. Okay? So, unwritten guidelines. So, what are these? First one is your personal ethical or moral code. And this is something that you can develop uniquely to yourselves because Even sabihin natin may pareho tayong familial upbringing or nag-aral tayo sa parehong school. If you combine all of those with what you experience from society, from church and other influences, iba-iba talaga yung magiging ethical or moral codes natin eh. Like maybe me, di ba? For example, I grew up watching WWE, ba kayo, World Wrestling Entertainment. So syempre pag ganun, yung bad guys laging talo, yung good guys laging winner. So yun yung isa sa mga frustration ko at this age na dami-dami ko nakikitang bad guys pero but lagi silang nananalo, di ba? You get my drift. Okay. Obviously, walang nanonood ng wrestling. So walang nakaka-connect with me, sadly. So ano kaya ang pinapanood natin? SpongeBob? Okay. Okay? So personal and ethical moral code. And combine that with personal and shared experiences then. Okay? Because in combination with your personal ethical or moral code, this concept will give them meaning, will give them the meat of how you will actually exercise these phrases, these words, these concepts, and implement them in your daily lives. Okay? So for the teachers here as well as the students, I'm going to ask you, how many of you are familiar with the term millennial? Millennial. Okay, because you're familiar with that? Because in the office kasi, I'm one of the younger guys there. Because a lot of my office mates, I work in the House of Representatives, are composed of maybe, siguro, not pushing senior citizen age, but close, okay? And most of the time, I get referred to as a millennial in a way that is not, you know, I don't want to say condescending, but yeah. And of course, from my generation, I always heard about stories of si Businessman A. Nagtitinda lang yan dati sa kalsada. May-ari na ng 300 franchises of his fast food. Mayaman na. Si Businessman B. Nag-drive muna ng jeep. Tapos, nagbenta ng basahan. Tapos ngayon, successful na. Okay? Ito yung mga narinig ko growing up eh. And parang it's as if I do anything less or it's as if during the course of my life I stumble, parang ang tingin ko sa sarili ko failure na. And as millennials, ito yung madalas kong naririnig din sa mga people who are older than us is that we're entitled, 'di ba? We're lazy, we don't have what it takes, we're soft. Okay, and in relation to that, I'd like to share with you a post. If you use Reddit.com, okay, of course, just stay away from the bad sub forums, di ba? But if you use Reddit.com, sometimes there are gems there. And I'm going to read to you a comment from an anonymous user to give you an illustration of this personal and shared experiences, di ba? And kung may teachers dito and kasama niyo yung students niyo and andyan yung students yung sa tabi niyo, mag-discuss kayo mamaya during over lunch, okay? Tungkol dito sa post na babasahin ko, okay? So he said or she said or whoever that person is said that the thing is, sabi niya, millennials are a generation of the disillusioned. Our parents or grandparents lived in a time when you could buy a house on a year or two's wages, when you could support a family on a working man's job, where you could get a job in high school and pay for at least a decent chunk of your college tuition. And then everything went to foul language. Okay? And all that became untenable. But the baby boomers didn't get the message. They look at kids breaking down from stress and overwork and thinking they're lazy because when I was your age, okay? And the thing is, with the advent of things like the internet and instant communication, we have access to the truth at an alarmingly young age. If you don't know about inflation or lowered wages or taxes or applications for SSS, for teens, okay, for GSIS or whatever, and your parents tell you that, well, we got into college just fine, you just aren't working hard enough, you don't have any option but to believe them. But with data becoming a public resource, that's changed. We're realizing that adults aren't always right, and we're realizing that things aren't the way we were promised that they are. Okay, and this is the truth. Kasi I've had students na admitting to me that they can't come to class because they need a mental break. They're diagnosed with depression, so on and so forth. And this is also in reaction to dun sa sinabi rin ni Ma'am Cindy about the Itbulaga example when it comes to depression. This is like the two generations conflicting with each other. And if you have personal and shared experiences there, you'll see that because of these different experiences, these different contexts that we're living in now, you can't expect the younger generation to act, behave, or react in the same way as those who came before them, simply because of the vast differences that has occurred in the past, I think at least a decade. Kasi dati, during my elementary or high school days, yung internet namin, DSL, pag gusto mo mag-download ng kanta, of course illegally yon, pero that was in the past, okay? Eh, by the way, we didn't know that it was illegal then, because, uy, free songs, di ba? Download, audiogalaxy.com, and then you'll have to wait for like one day to download the song, and swerte ka kung mayroong copy nung song na yun. And then pag naputol yung download, you'll have to wait 2 days, grabe. Now, what do you do? Well, I'm not going to ask you, baka ma-implicate kayo for an offense, but obviously it's faster now. But maybe those who are older than us may not be able to understand that. Okay? And siguro hindi natin makontextualize din kung bakit ba important yung magka-like sa Facebook or maraming shares. But maybe it's because it's a way of coping na rin or adjusting to the reality that we're facing, na everything's so fast-paced, okay, that sometimes we find ourselves overwhelmed and we don't know what to do. Okay? But then, as I said earlier, that will be up to you. Okay? Because every single one of us goes through their personal journeys. And as a person, I can only just share with you what I've gone through. But you'll have to find out for yourselves in order for you to come up with your own basis for how you will practice your professions or how you will go about your daily lives ethically. And the last is...
Ito na ang programang kukumpleto sa Webes nyo.
Yun yun!
Tampok ang mga boses, kwento at talento ng ating mga kawani, reps at mga guro ng bayan.
Yun yun!
Tara na at pakinsa sa usapan para sa isang pamantasan at bansang masaya, masigla, malaya, makamamamayan at makabayan. Para sa isang tatakbon nyo na usapan, yun yun! Tuwing Huwebes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DVD 1602, kasali ka!
Isang araw, di pa uwi na nga ako. Pagkabukas ko ng pinto, wala na akong ibang nakita. Hindi ang mga kamay niya na tumatama sa mukha ko. Wala na akong ibang naririnig, kundi ang iyak ng mga anak ko. Wala na akong ibang hinihiling, kundi matapos na ang lahat ng to.
Itigil ang pang-aabuso sa mga kababaihan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Bayong! Ate, that's so 1950s!
Kesa naman gumamit ng plastic?
Bakit? It's more convenient kaya.
Pero mas environment-friendly ang bayong.
Tulungan nating bawasan ang kalat dulot ng plastic bag at papel. Magdala ng sariling eco bag. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
DZUP Special Features.
Last proposal or the last basis for multimedia ethics, well, that's you, okay? So what's the least that we can do? And I put this here as a third one is because I want to highlight that being ethical is a choice, okay? And the most important thing is that you know what is right from wrong. Kasi minsan kasi, ito rin kasi, na-realize ko to when I was taking up law school because we have a subject there, yung parang code of professional responsibility namin, legal ethics yung tinatalakay. And ano siya, part din siya ng bar exams. Okay? And the way that it was taught is basically you're just given a list of what not to do if you become a lawyer. And then there are cases there upon cases of lawyers doing what they shouldn't have done and the corresponding penalties and punishment. I think that approach has been institutionalized because academically we're trained to understand or memorize lists for exams. But then after we take those exams, minsan nalilimutan na natin. Kasi kung hindi natin nalilimutan, bakit ko pa to dinidiscuss, 'di ba? Kasi malamang reaction to kung ano yung mga sinasabi ng mga practitioners natin sa mainstream or naririnig or nakikita nyo publicly. And that's why I proposed the three bases that I said to ensure that it's not something that we're going to forget, but something, our basis for ethics, it's going to be something that we're going to live with. Okay? Why? It's because pag nag-memorize ka ng lists, tapos i-compartmentalize mo siya, okay, pag as a college radio broadcaster, ganito ako, as a social media poster, ganito yung set of ethics. Magulo eh. And it's not simple, and masyado siyang complicated. But the most important thing is that you know what is right from wrong. And how do you know that? O kung nakinig kayo dun sa 1, 2, 3 kanina, yun na yun. Okay? So since ang dami-dami pa rin nun, sir, na-overwhelm pa rin ako, so I'm just going to share with you a simple rule of thumb. And that's, to keep it simple. So ano example niyan? How do you keep it simple? Yung former students ko, alam na tong mga sasabihin ko sa susunod kasi kasi part to ng integration ko at the end of every semester. So yung mga hindi ko pa nagiging students dyan, please cover your ears. If I recognize you and you take me as your teacher, papa-recite ko to sa inyo kung hindi nyo kinover yung ears nyo. Okay, so how many of you here have tried to live a healthy lifestyle? Yan. How many of you have tried to... Have tried different diets, okay? Yeah, marami, no? Isang buong listahan. May mga Atkins, may mga Paleo, huh? May mga, ano pa ba? South Beach. Oh, may mga juice diet, yan. Intermittent diet, may mga diet, okay? Mga ganon, di ba? But here's one person whose books I've always read. This is a quote from Dr. Marion J. Nestle. You don't have to follow those diets, those exercise plans, whatever. Sinabi lang niya, eat less, move more, eat lots of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, and avoid too much junk food. So take note, not don't eat junk food, avoid too much junk food. So sa kanya, ito lang yung guidelines. So lahat ng mga pinagdaanan niya na exercise plans, na diet, so on and so forth, naka-integrate na siya lahat dito. Sa ganito kaikling advice na sinabi niya. And that's what I mean by keeping it simple. That you don't have to overthink, but if you know already what is right from wrong, based from your idea of the law, based from everything that you've learned from childhood up until this point, as influenced by your family, your school, your church, so on and so forth, coupled with your personal experiences and actually choosing to act that way, then andun na lahat ng kailangan nyo, actually, to become ethical in a field that is, hindi ko naman sasabihin na unethical, but has a lot of examples that we here in the college, in the university, do not encourage. Okay? So, how will I keep it simple? Just to give you an idea, okay? And I'm going to sum it all. I'm going to sum everything that I've said so far into this one word, and that's discernment. Okay? Because in this day and age of instant information, instant gratification, and where everyone can be anyone they want to be, okay? Discernment is both the most important trait to have and the best action to take. Okay? You might say that this recommendation of mine is too simple, it's too little, too late. But as communicators, okay, all of us are communicators here, having discernment makes a lot of difference. Okay? How do you exercise that? It can be as simple as just, you know, pausing for just a second before you speak. Okay? Having that moment's hesitation before you click post. Okay? Kasi lahat ng mga natutunan mo, lahat ng mga naranasan mo sa buhay, okay, babalik yan lahat sa'yo dun sa moment na yun. And then you'll be able to know if what you're doing can maybe potentially hurt someone in a way that is unnecessary, or maybe you can realize na, hey, maybe what I'm about to say or what I'm about to post can be said in a manner, okay, that is acceptable, respectful, but still drives my point. Okay? Because I think that's one thing that has been lost when we are able to access everything that we can access and be everyone and be anyone that we want to be in this day and age. And that's why if you want to keep it simple, I recommend that you have and exercise discernment. Because basically, may tiwala naman ako dun sa mga pinagdaanan yung lahat eh. And I don't want to make all of you a homogeneous audience na sasabihin ko, blah, 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 ito yung sundin nyo para ethical, ito yung gusto kong gawin para ethical kayo. Hindi eh. Because I respect everyone's autonomy and everyone's unique personality and gifts. And I think you're able to tap that personality and those knowledge that's inside of you already. So, remember that you have backup anyway. So, review lang to lahat. So, take that all together. And I think you can answer. You can see for yourselves what multimedia ethics entails. Okay? So, having said that, in closing, okay? So, sir, how can I be ethical? So, it's not that nalimutan ko ilagay yung isusulat ko dyan. Although, as a speaker here, and maybe as a lawyer, hindi nyo talaga masisigurado kung nalimutan ko ba talaga. O, di ba? Kasi mukha akong confident eh, no? Hindi, sinadya ko talaga yan. Pinacheck ko pa to kay Mrs. eh. Sigurado ko ba? Walang ano yan? Ako bahala dyan, okay? Because remember, I said earlier na you're not going to learn anything new from my talk. And I abide by that because yung only goal ko here is to remind you of the things that you might have forgotten or you might have put in the back of your minds which you didn't realize are important or still important in this day and age. Kahit yung mga natutunan nyo siguro sa grade school, kung pumasok kayo sa Catholic school, di ba may parang, sorry, hindi kasi ako private school eh, so hindi ko alam. I just know this from my former students, so into private schools, may mga handbook kayo, yan. Yung mga sinabi ni Papa Jesus, mga ganun. So sorry. Sorry, may offending someone din, sorry. Kasi, anyway, I respect all religions, okay? Walang ano, I'm just giving this as an example. Lahat yun relevant pa rin now. And I'm only here to give you a window to the possibilities that can occur if you can actually tap and remember everything that you've learned so far. Kasi ngayon, sabihin natin, yung may nagtanong kanina tungkol dun sa ano, yung may mga noontime shows na bastos tapos hindi daw napapunish. Kasi actually when I was young, merong ding show sa Channel 2, kalaban yung Itbulaga. I think it was, I forgot the title, MTV siguro, Magandang Tanghali Bayan, hosted by their own version of Tito, Vic and Joey. I think it's Willie, Revillame, Randy Santiago and Jan Estrada. Actually, they were suspended multiple times as punishment because of their antics and their expression. So nangyayari siya talaga. Pero anong problema doon? But hindi pa rin sila natuto. Eh kasi hindi rin tayo natuto. Nalilimutan kasi natin . Yun. Tapos naiisip natin, lilipas din 'yan, balik na naman sa dati. And that is a powerful example of what a reminder can do. Napapanis sila, nalilimutan lang natin. If we just don't forget, then marami talaga tayong matatap into ourselves. Okay? And I think kapag tinanong niyo sa akin, sir, important ba na mapanish itong mga gantong tao? Well, of course. Okay? Pero mas important na naririnig nila yung opinion niyo as an audience of their actions. Kaya nga mas maganda na ngayon . You can lash back at them instantly after they make, you know, bastos remarks, bastos acts, okay? Tell them that you won't stand up for it, okay? So yun. So wala nga kayong bago natutunan kasi pinalalahanan ko lang kayo . Meron kayong bago matututunan, oo, pero kayo na bahala dun, okay? If you can take anything from what I've just said throughout this 48-minute talk, okay, then use that to learn something new from yourselves and from each other. Yung mga ano dyan, yung mga taga-ibang school na ngayon lang magkakilala, get to know each other. Hi, taga ano ko? Ikaw, taga saan? O, di ba? Mga ganun. Kasi, di ba? Para cute din yung story natin, right? So, if you have questions, okay, I'm going to conclude my talk. And pag kunwari, gutom na kayo, well, just still ask me. Okay, wala namang problema. Alright, so, yan. Yay!